It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Jay Gabler. Today we've got a couple of movie stories that will be exciting for music fans, and I'll tell you more in a few minutes. But first, a few more of today's headlines. A Los Angeles intersection will be named in honor of the late rapper Nipsey Hussle. The intersection of Crenshaw Boulevard and West Slauson Avenue in the Crenshaw neighborhood where Nipsey lived and worked will be designated Ermias Nipsey Hussle Askenham Square. In a statement, LA City Council member Marquise Harris-Dawson said, "Nipsey will always be remembered for delivering a pure, authentic Los Angeles sound. His numerous philanthropic efforts, his innovative, community-focused business mindset, and his humble heart." Last fall at the Blacks in Technology Conference, Nipsey Hussle told Minnesota Public Radio's Jeffrey Bissoy about the importance of Black people working in and aspiring to careers in technological fields.
"This is the world right now, technology. You know what I mean? Everything that hasn't been disrupted is going to be disrupted eventually. And so I think that to not have engineers, to not have math majors, to not have entrepreneurs that look like us in that space, you know, will be failure. And eventually, you know, the entry-level moment gonna be over. And you're gonna have people with such a big lead on us, you know what I'm saying, in just terms of skills and experience and confidence, that it's gonna be hard to catch up. So it's important that, you know, we teach the young people STEM skills now so that they can be eligible for Silicon Valley."
"I'm a urban legend, South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb the tactics. Guesses, evidence of a divine presence.
Monday on the CBS program The Talk, Sharon Osbourne talked about the health struggles her husband Ozzy has been facing. "It's been one thing after another for the 70-year-old Black Sabbath frontman," said Sharon, citing the flu, bronchitis, pneumonia, and a fall that aggravated injuries from a 2003 motorbike accident. "All that has forced Ozzy to cancel some shows, and Sharon teared up as she described how hard that's been."
"He just feels terrible. He says it's the only thing he's ever done right in his life is performing, and he just feels terrible.
Singer-songwriter Mandy Moore says she's working on new music with her husband, Dawes frontman Taylor Goldsmith. In an interview, she told Busy Phillips, "I want it to sound like what Fleetwood Mac would sound like in 2019. Recent revelations about Moore's allegedly abusive relationship with ex-husband Ryan Adams made a lot of music fans realize that there are musical sides to Mandy Moore they haven't had a chance to hear if they just know her as the 15-year-old pop star who had a hit with Candy. For example, did you know that in addition to several albums of originals, Moore released a 2003 covers album with her renditions of songs by artists like Joni Mitchell and Carole King? The opening track to that album is her take on XTC's Senses Working Overtime. Did you know that when you buy a concert ticket, part of your money goes to the people who wrote the songs you hear played? A fraction of 1%, to be exact. That's the share of concert revenue that's currently divided up among all the songwriters whose music is played at any given show. And now, the songwriters are asking for a raise. Exactly what that means takes a little explaining. BMI is a performance rights organization that collects payments on songwriters' behalf. The organization is now trying to get the country's biggest music promoters to increase the share of concert revenue that goes to songwriters. BMI wants to bump the rate up to a nice round 1%. In an op-ed published in Billboard, BMI's Mike Steinberg writes, "Considering our songwriters' contributions provide the very foundation of the live concert industry, the actual songs that are performed in front of millions of fans, we believe that this increase is on the low side of reasonable." But hang on. If you pay more money to songwriters, doesn't that just get taken away from the performers? Yes, and that's something else BMI wants to change. Right now, a typical contract takes that songwriter's royalty out of the performer's payout, but BMI thinks it should come out of the promoter's share. Since Live Nation alone made $10.8 billion last year, Steinberg points out it seems like the promoters can afford it. Besides this action, you can expect more and more attention to focus on the distribution of revenues from live concerts. Even though streaming revenue is going up, concerts are becoming increasingly key for artists' incomes. That applies to both the people who sing the songs and the people who write them. Next, we have a couple of pieces of movie news that you might get excited about if you're a music fan. First up, chart-topping singer-songwriter Camila Cabello is set to make her film debut in a new version of Cinderella. This isn't one of those Disney live-action things. It's a whole new version of the traditional tale that's described as music-oriented. As Variety notes, this isn't the first time a pop star has stepped into a glass slipper. In 1997, Brandy starred in a TV movie based on Rodgers and Hammerstein's 1957 TV musical. Brandy's fairy godmother, you might remember, was played by, who else? Whitney Houston. Here's Whitney singing "There Is Music in You." Also coming to cinemas, a prequel to the iconic 1978 movie Grease. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the film will be called Summer Loving and will focus on that fateful summer fling between Sandy and Danny, as described in the song Summer Nights. If you're able to start singing that song from memory, you're not alone. The Grease soundtrack has sold more copies than any Beatles album. Summer day. If you really want to capture that pure, raw emotion that only a great music video can capture, why not copy the best? Our viral clip for today is a new video by the Brooklyn dance band Escort. For Escort's Out of My Head video, director Eugene Cho made a shot-by-shot remake of Journey's infamously intense 1983 video for Separate Ways. That's the one where the band rock out on a dock while their instruments magically appear and disappear. Escort acknowledge they're far from the first people to remake the classic clip. It's been done by kids, it's been done for charity, and of course it's been done by other bands. Escort might have devoted more attention to detail than anyone else, though. Cho even hand-painted t-shirts to precisely match outfits like singer Steve Perry's sleeveless tee with pink and black checkers. Sun's out, guns out. You can see that video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Luke Taylor. Jade and I will be back tomorrow with a couple special episodes leading up to this Saturday's Record Store Day.